Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, making us a part of your day. In today's interview, we catch up with Dr. Kristen Nance, PhD. She is a holistic wellness practitioner with Indigo Ray Studios out of Michigan. She offers analysis, nutritional, and supplementation services to help individuals improve their health and well-being. She utilizes evidence-based approaches and works with her clients to develop individualized treatment plans for a complete mind, body, and spirit transformation. So, at this time, without further ado, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Total Wellness Radio as we catch up with Dr. Nance. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Today, Kristen Nance in Oscoda, Michigan joins us. Kristen, you on the line okay?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. We've been trying to set this up for a while now.
We have. It's been a little bit of a challenge to get together, but here we are.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you share with our listeners all the different things that you're doing and what's led you up to actually opening up your office, which is very exciting. We want to talk about that. And we certainly want to touch on how people who tune into this episode can reach out and touch base with you and connect with all your resources that you're going to be providing in the future. And first and foremost, as we kick off the interview, Merry Christmas and Happy
Merry
New
Christmas
Year.
To you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Looking forward to
Same
going
to
into
you.
A wonderful new year.
Yes, you and me both. It's time.
It's time.
Lots of new growth and lots of new changes coming. So it's an exciting year coming up.
For those of you who may be in warmer parts of the world, it's 7 below in Cheyenne right now with a wind chill of about 20 below. I don't know. What's your weather like, Kristen?
We are currently at 10 degrees.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're not in belows yet, but we're there in... we've got 45 mile an hour winds
Ooh.
And a couple of inches of snow on the ground. So we're hunkered down today. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. As of today's recording, it is brutally cold in certain parts of the country. So hopefully everyone's staying safe, stay warm, and stay healthy.
Yes. Yes.
For those of you who listen to the Total Wellness Radio podcast on a regular basis, you know that I've always been intrigued by having guests on the podcast to kind of share what I refer to as their origins story, kind of their background, what put them on this path in natural health, and then explore their objectives and plans for the future. And I have to ask you, just getting started here, what was it, Kristen, in your past or, you know, your family or yourself personally that really put you on a path to explore and embrace natural wellness?
For me, it was my own personal journey. I would say about 8-9 years ago, I was really in a bad spot with my health. I was repeatedly going to multiple doctors. I was told there was nothing wrong with me. I was totally okay. It was a hormonal imbalance after having my daughter. There was a whole lot of things that they kept throwing my direction, saying that, oh, this is just something that will rectify itself over time. Mm. Long story short, kept gaining weight, body aches, pains, having a hard time getting out of bed. Totally, totally miserable. It wasn't until I actually found a local friend of mine had recommended a nurse practitioner friend of hers who had left emergency medicine and gotten into functional medicine. And I had known nothing about that. That was not even on my radar, knew nothing. Went and saw her, and within a matter of a couple of weeks, we had an official diagnosis. So for me, it was a very overwhelming experience, but a very good one at the same time. I was diagnosed with 5 autoimmune disorders. I was diagnosed with massive amount of allergies I never knew existed. Mm. And it became an amazing journey because it literally within 3 months turned my life around to where I felt the best I've ever felt in my entire life.
Wow.
And going down that path for me, I was like, this is something I need to do for other people. Because I was seeing all of these other people around me struggling, not knowing what to do with their health that are, you know, I hate to say this, you know, Western medicine is not helping them understand what's going on with their bodies. They're right. not looking at the cause of what is happening
yeah.
and how we can rebalance things for our own benefit of wellness on a much bigger scale that needs to be addressed
yeah.
versus covering it up with just looking at symptoms and addressing the symptoms itself.
Yeah.
So
this gal was able to put you on a protocol, or I mean, maybe we can discuss that a little bit and kind of discuss, you know, as far as addressing the autoimmunity and the allergies. And you did mm-hmm. this in a non-invasive, natural approach.
Yes, 100%. 100%. I was diagnosed with several, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, which are both, you know, thyroid disorders. I did not at any time go on any sort of hormonal therapy. We did everything naturally. So I ended up taking a thyroid glandular versus going on a thyroid medication. And mm-hmm. for me, it worked wonders. It mm-hmm. was, I had tried it, the medication in the past. It did not resonate with my body. It did not work very well. It was kind of more stressful for me than anything, because I was in a doctor's office every month with trying to get my dosage exactly right. And it was just fluctuating up and down so far to the positive, to the negative, and in between, that it was sending my body in total freak out mode for months at a time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And for women, that's a challenge, because then it starts affecting your reproductive system. And mm-hmm. then that gets out of whack, and it leads to so many other things that are uncomfortable mm-hmm. to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the entire treatment was nutritional and supplement based, with a, like you said, a protocol that I followed, to really do one step at a time to get my body in balance. Okay, let's address these major components that we see as the major issues first. And then we slowly started working on the other things that were a challenge that were arising and got rectified over time.
At what point in this journey did it, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, I've got to share this with others. At what point did that hit you?
I would say the thing that hit me was probably the day I went into her office and I had my test results, and I was sitting in her office and she says, I need you to take a deep breath before we start talking. And at that point, I'm like, okay, this is either going to be really good or really bad. And it was a little bit of both for me, because it is an overwhelming sensation of emotion when you sit there and you literally have an answer to what's going on,
mm-hmm.
that you have this sense of a relief, but at the same time, oh my gosh, what is this going to entail for me going forward? You know, because that's a scary thing for a lot of people, not knowing what to do with their health because it's been so bad.
Yeah.
It's very emotionally overwhelming for a lot of people, because they don't know what to expect or how it's going to be fixed or what can be done about it.
And to your point, most people have been convinced that there's nothing that they themselves can do, that they need to relinquish authority to someone else. To some other, you know, that they don't have a lot of input on the philosophy or the approach, and that the drugs and the scalpels and all these other things are the only things that are going to help you. And most people aren't aware of the fact that there's a lot that they can do to take control of and be in charge of the restoration of their health. So it's also kind of an empowering experience at the same time. Would that make mm-hmm. sense?
Oh, for sure. Because I've had a lot of conversations with clients over the last few years, especially those who, you know, go to their general physician and have blood work done, and then all of a sudden they're shipped off to four or five different specialists trying to figure out, okay, what am I supposed to be doing about this? You know, and I think that's a really hard thing for people too, is because, you know, they're not getting a lot of answers. They're yeah. not, they're just, they're being shuffled from one person to the next.
Yes.
But if you can take them into an aspect of looking at it from a holistic nutritional supplementation standpoint and be like, you have total control over this, you have control over your body, you know, that is the first thing I feel like people need to understand, is that you have the capabilities with the amazing things your body can do for you, plus your own you know, your own dedication to putting your body back into wellness, you can do it. Everybody can do it. It's just a matter of having the right resources presented to you for you to understand the direction that that needs to go.
Yes. So when you decided to embark on this career, what do you think is the most exciting aspect for you personally as you get ready to open up your new office and have some things going there, which we'll certainly share details about that on the podcast. But what's the most exciting thing about this for you in this career move that you're making?
For me, it's helping people, and helping individuals is definitely my thing. Before I got into, you know, the nutritional and everything of that nature, I've always been sort of involved with clients. I started my whole journey actually started, I have a doctorate in metaphysical science. So for me, having people understand the balance of their bodies and how it plays into their environment and getting in tune and knowing how to deal with stress and things of that nature. So I was more into holistic counseling before I got into the nutritional end. But then I saw a really big need for the balance of both together. So with having gone through what I went through with my health and what I was already doing, I'm like, it only made sense to integrate the two together. So for the most exciting part for me with that is watching these transitions with clients.
Yes.
Okay. Looking at how they come in at first and documenting that and, you know, having that conversation with them is, I want you to focus and I want you to look at how you are today. Write it down, take photos of yourself, whatever you feel like you want to do in this present day. And then I want you to reevaluate and look at 3 months down the road and see the changes that you're going through. And it's drastic for some people. Some people, you know, it's dealing with a large amount of stress and getting that stress under control. You know, others, it's massive chronic illness, you know, but that's the most exciting thing for me is knowing that working in tandem with these people individually, one-on-one, on a lot of different levels, getting them rebalanced into a place of thriving and happy versus depressed, sad, and in pain is why I do what I do. I absolutely love it. I think it's amazing. And it lights me up every day. It's what gets me up and moving and out there doing what I do.
So as you help others, you know, thrive and position themselves to take responsibility for the future, what aspect of that is like the most challenging?
So I would say the most challenging aspect of that is individuals who come to you, you knowing that they need the help, but them not being ready. I think that is the most challenging thing that I've run into personally. When, you know, when presenting in, you know, information, whether it's through the analysis process and we have answers or wherever we are in that step of process, you know, for me, the most challenging is some people are just not ready. You know, they have too much, you know, going on in life. They're mentally not in a space where they feel like they're ready to embark on any changes. But helping them understand that this process can be small increments, step by step, that doesn't have to be this overwhelming experience. You know, and I think that's where, you know, the challenge comes in of breaking it down into a simplified process so that people understand that I'm not asking you to, you know, tomorrow go completely vegan, you know, cut out 90% of what you're doing, lower your stress, get a different job or anything like that. Because I feel like that has been something that's been presented probably at some time in their life where it's the scary lifestyle change that has to happen all at one time. I break it down and let people know, you know, this is something that's very simplified. This is something that we can take in small steps. It doesn't have to be an overnight process, and it's not intended to be that way. But I feel like that's the most challenging because people come to you emotionally broken a lot of the time, and that can look a lot of different ways. And so addressing that and looking at, okay, where are you, you know, at this current moment, and how can we take that first step is definitely, I think, the biggest challenge I face personally with with getting people to understand that it's just a small, simple process, and it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
You do mention, you know, a holistic approach with working with you, with your clients and helping them, you know, put their health in order. Do you specifically, or can you share with listeners that, you know, like specific products or maybe services or educational resources that you provide? Can we touch on some of that for the listener?
Sure. So my process is a little involved, but I've purposely made it that way because of my background and what I do. So I started with a doctorate in metaphysical science. So for me, first and foremost, understanding where someone's mental health is and starting at that point. Okay, so where are we on that scale? Okay, from there, I go into muscle testing. I do some kinesiology testing with that. I also do a lot of attunement with meridians and acupuncture. So I kind of combine all of that together. And then I kind of jump into where I was with the metaphysical side of things and looking at the energetic body centers, looking at where blockages are. And then I take it a step further where I do a all over chemical body analysis to see where our allergies might be, what food aversions we have. Do we have any heavy metal toxicities? Are we allergic to things that we are consistently doing on a daily basis? And I kind of combined all of that information into one. So I really do it on a very, very specifically individualized plan per client. I have not had one client look the same as the other. Everyone gets, the same amount of attention and the same detail to process, but you can't put everyone in one basket because not everyone's the same.
Right.
And that's where, I was talking about Western medicine. You go see a doctor and they say, follow this diet. Well, that diet may not be in alignment with everyone because there may be things in there that you shouldn't be eating because you have an allergy, a food allergy you may not know you've had your entire lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I focus on the combination of all of that. From there, I work with, dietary nutrition. I work with supplementation. So a lot of I do work with professional line product. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot with a couple of different companies, just depending on where they are in their financial bracket too.
Sure.
So I'm very, very cautious about that. So there may be some people who can afford to spend a little bit more on higher end things. And then I have, other clients that come to me and they're like, I don't know that I can ever afford to do supplementation. Then, we go middle of the road or lower end and we work at what people can work with, and that's one of my big things too, is I am never turn anyone away because they can't financially afford anything. Mm-hmm. I always work with them on that process too. If you're struggling and you can't financially afford it at this moment, I do have a program set up where I work with individuals on different ways.
Sure.
I have been known to do barter and trade at, mm-hmm. Some point, what products and services do you offer that you, have a talent in that could benefit me? So I've done that too.
Mm-hmm.
Living in a smaller community, and living in a community where there is a lot of stress financially on a lot of individuals. That's a big thing for me. I don't ever want to turn anyone away just because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
That's not fair. It's just something that's near and dear to my heart that I always want to make sure that everyone has the same opportunity as everyone else, especially when it comes to their health.
Yeah, I really like what you're touching on here. So important. I really want people to clue into it, that you have a very, you have a very personalized, individual, structured approach to delivering care, yet it's flexible that everybody can get involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an excellent. Yes, most definitely.
So let's talk about your new office a little bit. You've got a new office coming in. Where's that project at?
So the new office is going into East Towis, Michigan. So if you are unfamiliar with where that is located in this beautiful country of ours, we are in the Mitten part of Michigan on the eastern side of Lake Huron. So okay. We are in a small town. I have established my business there. The community has been very welcoming. Mm-hmm. Definitely put a post on Facebook advertising the opening, and I probably had over 600 comments on there in a 24-hour period of, oh my gosh, hallelujah, thank you for coming to the area, we desperately need you.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah, it is. And it's been a very humbling experience, because we live in an area where, you know, we've got an hour in between towns. You know, we're not heavily populated. We're about 3 hours north of Detroit. So we have a lot of need for different resources where we live. So that was my number one importance as to why I opened here. I have been doing a majority of my business over the last 3 years remotely due to everything we incurred in mm-hmm. the last, you know, mm-hmm. crazy few years. I really wasn't in a place to wanting to establish an office. But now that I have settled and I know where my intent and purpose is, and I know why I was drawn to the area and why we're here, you know, that was very important that I was like, okay, it's time. We need a center, you know, opened to where we can assist those in the community that need it.
Yeah. Well, all of us have had an opportunity, you know, to stand on the shoulders of giants over the years, right? I mean, we all have our own mentors and people that have, you know, made this possible for us to be involved, you know, in this industry as a whole. And it sounds like you're going to be able to do not only virtual, but now then hands-on. So are you going to do both, or are you going to focus more on hands-on now, or how are you going to deliver your services?
I will be doing both. So I do them virtually and also in person. I have been doing them virtually for a long time, and I have a very strong client base there. So that is not something that I am ready to walk away from. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of people that I have helped over the years, so I really want to keep that end of the business open. But I will also be doing in-person, in-client within our office space too.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure, you know, everyone that needs the services can find us and utilize what we have to offer.
That's excellent. You know, we all like to give credit where credit's due. And I know that the nurse practitioner that you met with really, mm-hmm. you know, put a lot of well thought out good information on your radar and just kind of changed the trajectory of your life when it comes to your own personal health. Is there others that you'd like to mention that have influenced you over the years that, you know, we want to give them some credo, give them some props?
Right. So Laura Burton Davis is the nurse practitioner who helped me the most. She really dug in with me, really helped me work through some stuff, and vice versa. We've helped each other over the years. It's been pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
She is a mentor understudy of a gentleman by the name of Dr. Dinkelman. He is absolutely amazing. He's a transplant from Germany. He's been doing this for a very long time. He definitely played a role in that too, of me getting into what I'm into. And it's been kind of an amazing experience of individuals like yourself walking across my path at very destined times of when I needed more information. So I definitely credit you as well as definitely helping me on this journey of influence and getting me in the direction that I need to. It's been a really crazy ride, but it's been very amazing of just, like I said, individuals just coming into my life when I needed them at the right time to help me just keep moving and keep going and really being like, oh, you can do this. Just keep moving, keep going, keep growing.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's a big thing too, finding, and that's for anybody, finding mentors who are there to support you and keep pushing you forward. is key to really finding your own success, because it helps you boost yourself and your morale so high that it's like, yeah, you're right. You know what? Let's do it. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, that's exciting to hear. And you know, this is our industry is one of those amazing industries where you and I, you know, you're in Michigan, I'm in Wyoming, but we can still lock arms and move forward with common purpose and goal, which is to see our communities healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it is amazing. And you know, it's the love-hate relationship with technology we all have, but you know, it helps us, you know, on a daily basis connect regardless of where we are in the world these days. So, yeah.
You know, you talked about keeping the virtual side of your business going and everything, and without in a general way, you know, because a lot of times we'll have people listen to these podcasts that aren't connected with a practitioner. They're looking for this, or they're questioning, you know, well, is this stuff really real? Does it really help people? I mean, you've got your personal testimony that you've shared. I certainly have had my health issues in the past that have completely corrected, you know, because of this type of approach. What other client wins or are you able to kind of share with our listeners that kind of gives them some hope, you know, when it comes to maybe you have an amazing allergy case that, you know, that corrected, or a hormonal case, or anything in that area that you could share with our listeners would be wonderful.
Sure. So I've actually dealt a lot with the hormonal cases in women. I've had a lot of them come to me with challenges of ridiculous menstrual cycles, all of a sudden falling into massive flu-like levels of depression, not understanding where their bodies are, you know, and that's a hard thing for a lot of women to go through, especially since a lot of us are mothers. And I'm seeing this a lot more in women who are in their mid to late 30s, early 40s. Of course, we know hormones start changing then. You know, but getting into that and looking at where the body is, you know, with just a few different adjustments and supplementation and dietary changes really helps level out your systems. I've had people come to me who have been suffering. For instance, I have a client I'm working with right now who was diagnosed with Lyme's disease and has been having a heck of a time for years trying to figure out why she's in so much pain all the time. You know, that was a challenge with medication she was taking that was making her extremely sick. Things of the, you know, along those lines with chronic illness too. I definitely help my husband out in the long term with his mental health. That is something else that I'm really big on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been a big challenge for a lot of people that I've talked to. And that is another aspect I think people really need to pay attention to too, with the season changes, especially right now in the dead of winter. You know, people don't understand, you know, the fluctuation with our systems and our chemical imbalances when we go from awesome summertime, you know, experience in the sun and sucking up the vitamin D to all of a sudden being indoors in winter and not really experiencing those things. You know, that's another thing that I work a lot with people is getting, you know, their body in tune with the seasons and how that affects us on a mental and physical basis. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot, it's, you know, like I said, it's been like a case by case basis. There's all different situations that I've helped with, you know, and it's just, it's taking that personalized individual, you know, and where are you, what's going on, and let's figure out how to get you to a better place than where you are right now.
Yeah. You know, you touched on something again that's just fascinating to me to explore, and you talked about different cases, you know, people with hormones or allergies, autoimmune, insomnias, you know, these are all things that the modern disease management system convinces people are diagnosable conditions, when in reality, that people like you and I, because of the approach, caters to all of the different underlying causes. So the different expression of symptoms, regardless of the name it's been given, is really no longer the issue. The issue is addressing the root cause of, you know, mind, body, spirit imbalances, deficiencies, and correcting those things in a natural, non-invasive way. So it doesn't really matter what the thing is. I'm touching on this because I don't want listeners to think, well, you know, she sounds to me like a hormonal specialist, and I have acne. She can't help me with that. So I'm going to look for someone else. And what I want listeners to really understand is that Kristen, myself, other practitioners in this arena, we understand how to address, regardless of what the thing is, we're still going to, the approach is always the same. And right. Modern medicine right. says, exactly. oh no, you need, modern medicine tries to convince these people that, oh, you need this specialist for that and that specialist for this and this drug for that, you know, and it's the this, that matching that keeps people stuck in ill health. And the approach that yes. you're talking about lends itself to help regardless of the concern. Isn't that what people really should clue into?
100%. And like I said, I've even had this conversation recently with somebody I know that she just recently got a diagnosis. We didn't really go into detail about it. It's kind of something personal going through. And she says, well, I'm going to a specialist for this. And I said, well, make sure, first and foremost, you understand what's causing this. Why do you have this going on? Mm-hmm. You know, and make sure you dig for those answers. You know, if I'm not going to, you know, assist you and help you in this process, whoever you decide to utilize for that, for that assistance, you need to know why. Why is this happening yes. to me? You know, because that mainstream, you know, pharmaceutical medicine, Western medicine does not do that. They just look at, okay, what are the symptoms and how do we cover them up, or what do we do to assist you so you don't feel them anymore?
Right.
You have to right. systemically figure out why. Why is this happening? Why am I feeling this? Why? Where is it coming from? Otherwise, there's really not going to be any chance of improvement. For most yeah. people, you're just going to feel a little bit better because you're taking a medication. Yeah. Most definitely, you know, it's in it. Like I said, it's, you know, case by case, person by person. And it can be, like you said, from acne to chronic illness. You know, we can yeah. find what's happening, what needs to be rectified, and move forward in a process.
Yeah. Where's the stress? What's causing it? How to clear it? Yeah, that's just
exactly,
you know, keeping it so simple yet so in our simplicity is it lies the power, right? And because it's such a simple,
exactly.
we're not doing things to people; we're doing things with people. And when
exactly.
they grab onto that and they feel the sense of empowerment that comes from that, wow, some amazing things can take place.
Oh, it definitely does. And, you know, that definitely, you know, especially with mental health, you know, someone coming to you who's emotionally distraught, all mm-hmm. of a sudden, you know, within a few months is just finding this empowerment within themselves because they're realizing that everything that they're doing to improve themselves with just the tools that we provide, you know, gives them this, oh my gosh, overwhelming aha moment of, wow, I can really do this and I'm doing this for myself.
Yes. Well, as we get ready to wrap this up, Kristen, first of all, thank you so much for tuning, you know, for being a part of the Total Wellness Radio family of podcasts. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to do this. Can you share with some of the goals or some of the directions that you have for the future that you can kind of share with our listeners?
Sure. I have my new office space launching here. I am in the process of writing several ebooks
wow.
and wellness, what am I going to say, workbooks that I'm putting together on various different topics. That's in the process at the moment. So those will be launching here very shortly. I have a lot of, what else do I have? I have some classes I'm going to be hosting. I do all of my classes via in-person and virtually as well. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that anyone who needs the information or would like to participate can do so. So those are kind of the things I have going on in these colder winter months. While everyone's kind of hunkered down up here and not really going anywhere. I'm dedicating the next few months to really doing a lot of writing and a lot of research and producing some amazing work on that end. So that's a big process I'm in the middle of at the current time.
Yeah. What is the best way for our listeners to connect with you?
So I have a couple different ways. I have a website, indigoraystudios.com. is our website. You can also call us at any time. We have our business line always open, The number for that is 989-901-9880. You can also send us an email, info@indigorestudios.com.
And that's Indigo Ray as in R-A-Y?
Yes, IndigoRayStudios.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Well, as we wrap this up, what final thought or a word of encouragement would you like to share with our listeners?
You have the power within yourself to fix what needs to be fixed. That is what I tell people all the time. You have the ability to improve yourself in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like for you. And, you know, getting assistance and mentorship with your health and with your mental health and with your overall balance is something that we all need. You know, I've needed it myself. I'm sure you have too. Mm-hmm. You know, reach out, find that assistance that you're needing. You know, you don't have to sit, you know, alone with yourself, you know, in suffering and feel like there's no hope or help out there. Yeah. That is a big thing for me.
Again, thank you so much for being on Total Wellness Radio with me. I want to point out to the listeners, again, your website, IndigoRayStudios.com, and to reach out to you by phone, 989-901-9880. Kristen, I look forward to staying on this journey with you for many, many decades to come and sharing mutually how this industry has allowed us to help so many people. I look forward to that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For Kristen Ness, this is Dan Young signing off on this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you all, as always, for tuning in, and have a wonderful and blessed Christmas. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.